Blackstone Audio presents Prentice Alvin. By Orson Scott Card.
One, the Overseer. Let me start my history of Alvin's apprenticeship where things first began to go wrong. It was a long way south, a man that Alvin had never met nor never would meet in all his life. Yet he it was who started things moving down the path that would lead to Alvin doing what the law called murder, on the very day that his apprenticeship ended and he rightly became a man. It was a place in Appalachia, in 1811, before Appalachia signed the Fugitive Slave Treaty and joined the United States. It was near the borders where Appalachia and the Crown Colonies meet, so there wasn't a white man but aspired to own a passel of black slaves to do his work for him. Slavery, that was a kind of alchemy for such white folk, or so they reckoned. They calculated a way of turning each bead of a black man's sweat into gold, and each moan of despair from a black woman's throat into the sweet, clear sound of a silver coin ringing on the money changer's table. There was buying and selling of souls in that place, yet there was nary a one of them who understood the whole price they paid.